Blog Talk Radio.
We got the house!
We did it!
Pods handles the driving. Pack at your pace, store your things until you're ready, then we deliver to your new home, across town or across the country. Pods, your personal moving and storage team.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Now, of course, tonight, before I go into our program, I want to let everyone know, I want to thank them so much for tearing with us last night. We tried to bring on a beautiful show for you last night called Know Your Rights with Tara Strength, and we didn't get a chance to do that. So we want to apologize to the world out there, and we're glad to be back with you for WBNN. And now, hey, Mike, take it away.
Don't you know I
gotta love that music. This is a product of WBNN. This is the Casual Chat with Ava Holly. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, and you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Ava Holly. For those of you that don't know me, let me just tell you a little bit of background. I've been in radio since my college days. That was a long time ago. I'm a singer-songwriter, poet, author, international blogger, international radio host now, thanks to WBNN, designer and founder of 4A Star Entertainment, where we host and plan your events. So we have cool things moving into a new year this year. We are still working on moving 4A Star into one location. We are still working on our charitable Ava's Eye Bags, and more to come. So stay tuned with us. We're so happy you're joining us tonight. Again, I'm Ava Holly, and we are throwing it down tonight about cancer. And yes, we're usually very casual chatting, and we're going to casual chat about the big C tonight. And we want you to be in the know. And the more you're in the know, the better off you are. And I think that goes with everything. We have our special guest tonight also, WBNN host. And we're going to talk a little bit about our personal experiences with cancer. So if you're out there listening, you want to call in, you want to give your insight, or even ask us a question, that's great. And you have the number 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1. So, Ms. Mo Garman, are you on with us right now?
Yes, I am. How are you, Ava?
How are you? Welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to do this in our getting to know each other and our conversations with each other. We found out we had some similar things going on. So before we get into the meat of the conversation, tell everybody who you are. I know you're a WBNN host, if you know when your next show is. I know you just had a show recently, and just give us a little background about you for those that listen into to my show.
Right. Well, I'm a retired nurse, and I retired after my husband passed. He passed away in 2014. I was a nurse for 23 years, and he passed away in 2014 from appendix cancer. And I did no desire to return back to the bedside. I took some time off and have been hanging around with my friends. And one of the friends is Terrence Brent, and he introduced me to Brother O, and that's how I ended up on the show, just talking to Terrence most of the time, just telling him, like, we're chatting. We would sit back and chit-chat about life and things like that and talk about our life's journey and where it's brought us. So, like I said, I was I guess I should start from the beginning. I was the first girl of after seven straight boys, a large family.
Wow.
And I was abused as a child. I was not treated well. And I went through life just trying to figure out what was going on. So that's how I kind of got into my show, Breaking the Silence, just trying to heal from that trauma. And my show is about men and women healing and making healthy choices after being oppressed. And I'm trying to help people step outside that oppression and trauma and accept their power.
Well, it's so great to have you here. I'm sorry for the loss of your dad. I lost both my parents as well. And I'm sorry for what you went through, although, you know, I think what we go through makes us stronger. What does Kelly Clarkson say? What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can pick anybody out of a crowd and they've gone through something that, you know, we need to deal with and something we need to get through. And it's interesting when we have people to share it with. And I know we're going to get into a little bit of it. And I know you said you were a nurse, so I want to share a little bit about what I've been going through. And, you know, you and I talked about this earlier, that sometimes this isn't an easy subject or easy to talk about, especially with what you went through as a child. But, you know, we've all gone through it. My aunt had a child sold on the black market, and we didn't find her until much later in life, and
wow.
the hospital was closed down and all that stuff. And, you know, so we all go through crazy things. I'm still friends with the lady today who's actually a relative, and we didn't find out till later in life. But August 1st, I was diagnosed with a zero-stage breast cancer, and this came just a month and a half after I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I had already lost 50 pounds before I was diagnosed with diabetes, and they found it quite by accident, as the only medication that I take is a blood pressure medication, and I do it because my mom said it was a silent killer, and I do, that's the only medication I take. And I called my doctor because I lost all this weight, and we were going to cut my blood pressure medication in half. And so she said, you know what, let's do a blood workup, blah, 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 check all the vitals, all that. And that's when I found out about the diabetes. I had no symptoms, and my numbers were so high that I was hospital ready to go to the hospital. And I wasn't having it because I didn't have any symptoms. So instead of the hospital, I took a brisk walk and wound up over course of time talking with a blood specialist, and now I work with a blood specialist and also with my very good friend Jerry Petito, who has guided me on some nutritious things as well. And anyway, going back to the cancer part, so I found out August 1st, and I was kind of, I can't say that I didn't like the doctors I was put in front of, but I wasn't comfortable with them. And I want people to know out there that you have a choice. You know, no matter what you choose, you have to do what's right for you. And Jerry and I have talked about this before, because I was in a quandary there for a little bit. I was given some options that just didn't seem right for me. And I wound up taking a radical move and getting a double mastectomy and a reconstruction from my stomach. And it done all at one time if you have the right surgeons. And it took me three surgeons, but I found the right surgeons. I found someone I was so comfortable with that she explained more to me about things that could happen and blah, 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 than the other two surgeons explained in several visits. I found, you know, she made sure I had the plastic surgeon that was on her team, who was an absolute gem of a guy. So I feel like I have the two best doctors. One of the things I want people to be aware of is one of the things my doctor told me is that this is very common today. And I know Jerry's holding in queue to talk to us, but I can't tell you whether it's in the water, it's the food we eat, it's the soil in our planet, it's whatever, whatever, whatever. But breast cancer is so common today. I can't even tell you how many people I've spoke to, including you, Mo, that have either gone through or are going through this as we speak. I mean, dozens since August 1st that I've spoken to. And it's craziness. So make sure you know that you can choose. I have a friend who went through this that didn't go and get a second opinion and is not happy with what she had done. And now she's trying to redo things. So, Mo, can you relate? Can you give us a little bit of your experience as to what you've gone through? Do you mind sharing that with us?
Not at all. In 2012, well, actually in 2006, I got married, and it was a very tumultuous marriage, not with my husband, but with his family. And I say that because I was also reading spiritual books at the time, you know, just learning more as a nurse. I was you have to have a certain amount of CEUs, and my CEUs were taking me more towards the metaphysical. So I was learning about Reiki, energy healing, Kirlian photography, and things like that. So in 2012, I ended up developing breast cancer, and it was not an aggressive cancer. It was a slow growing cancer. I found it myself, and I was reading some books, and it linked it back to the anxiety I was having with my father-in-law, who resented me because I was black and he was white. So there was a lot of rejection going on in the household, and I felt like I was suffering a lot, and I felt guilty sometimes for even having the feelings that I didn't want him to live with us. I didn't want him in the house. But he was like 9 years old, you know. So So I remember meditating on those things and talking to my doctor about that, and she said that it was very, very true. I ended up with a very holistic doctor that told me that your emotions, your feelings and emotions can definitely help to generate cancer in your body. So I really was incorporating all that when I was learning about cancer, because everything I had learned in the sciences was telling me that there's energy in a cell called ATP, and that's what feeds the cell. But that's the same thing that's chi, that is the key that's in our body's energy that feeds the cells all over our bodies. We have chakras. We have their energy wheels, just like we have veins. We have energy that travels through our bodies, through these chakras, to meridians that actually you can actually try to heal yourself from some of these issues. I can't say it will heal every cancer. I can't say it will do everything for everybody, but it is something to look at. So I went that route. I went the holistic route. I had a lumpectomy. I did not have a radical mastectomy or bilateral radical mastectomy, as such as you, with reconstructive surgery, but I just had a lumpectomy, and I didn't have to take any meds afterwards.
Mm-hmm. You faded out for a second. I want to talk more about the positive energy and the stuff that we're both going through. And so hold that thought for a minute, because we are going to get to a wonderful track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Brother O and his master mix of the Jackson 5.
Maybe I should.
Welcome back to the WBNN Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is Ava Holly. We are here with a casual chat, and we are throwing it down about the more you know about cancer with WBNN host Mo Garman and myself, Ava Holly. Before we get back into it, we have a caller on the line. So caller, hello, welcome. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Hey, ladies, it's Jerry Petito.
Jerry Petito, welcome, darling.
Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Mo. Hi, sweetie.
How you doing, Jerry?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Jerry, thank you for calling in. I know this hits home with you, so let's have it.
All right. So I'm a nutritional health coach. I cured myself of cancer, breast cancer and colon cancer almost 30 years ago naturally. My mother's family, every one of them died of colon cancer, breast cancer, and heart disease. And so, yes, it was in my genes, but I had to make a decision at that point to break that cycle. And so what happened to me was I don't get mammograms, never did. I found someone at the time in New York back then who does thermographies. Ladies, please listen to me. Mammograms cause breast cancer. Everyone out there, please research this, okay? When they tell you, good thing you had your mammogram, we detected. No, we caused it. So anyway, please don't get them. Find someone who does thermographies. I'm going to share something about that with you real quick. Do you know your insurance doesn't cover thermographies, but guess who it does cover it for? Sports players, because they don't want to put all that crap into their body, so they allow them to get thermographies, and their insurance covers it. Just saying. So anyway, in my case, I ended up being about 100 pounds, very sick, and the tumor was about the size of a baseball. It was sticking out of my breast, okay? So the thermographies, I had to get like 3 in a row, and they were like, Jerry, we have a problem here. I found a man named George Malcomus, who they sent home to die. The man is now in his 80s in Hawaii. Hallelujah Acres, he started this. I went down south and studied under him for fasting. That was my decision to make. I brought in a home colonic system. I went on a 60-day water fast, nothing but water. And that's how I cured myself. So from that moment on, once a year for 30 days, I lock myself in my house and I do a fast, either water or my natural juice that I make. But I'm saying all that to say this, you know, and you know, Mo, as a nurse, I have nurses in my family. I have doctors. My one cousin's a doctor in New York Hospital. Listen, we've been lied to from day one about everything. And it's very sad. And I never say, and I always say, doctors and hospitals are there for emergencies only, people. You know, like if you have an accident or something, you know, yes, that's what they're there for. But for the most part, we can cure every single disease through nutrition, diet, and naturally. And I just wish people could get more on board with this, because medications have a zillion side effects that cause you to go on another med, and I haven't been on a medication in 30 years, and I'll be 62. Uh-huh. And, you know, what's heartbreaking for me is that a lot of people don't have these answers or don't want to take the time to research or have the energy to do it, and that's sad for me.
Right. It's true. It's true, Jerry, that people don't like change. They don't want to get on board. They don't understand. They're not willing to be open about it, you know. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before. I'm kind of a believer of kind of middle of the road, both things. And I don't, like I said, the only medication I take is my blood pressure. And I did some research, too, and I found out that diabetes can be caused by stress, and there is so much stress in my life and my family right now that I think, going back to what you said, Mo, my positive energy and my willing to move forward has helped in my healing process, you know, and this is a long, hard recovery, and, you know, it was a big decision for me to make, and But I'll tell you, there were just things. I actually had a doctor tell me if I did this surgery, I'd be in for an epic fail. And I walked out of his office and went, thanks, but no thanks. And,
Ava, I have to interrupt you. I wanted to say something to Mo about what she said about the stress.
Yes.
Mo, there you can Google this. Listen, don't quote me on the country. It could have been Italy. It was a European country, I believe. There were these two towns right next to each other. They had the same food. They all grew the same foods in these two towns in this country. And one town was thriving. They were living to be 90 and 100 years old. The other town, everybody was dying very young. So we went over there to do an experiment to see what the heck was going on, and they lived right in between both towns. The one town all loved each other, helped each other, worked together.
Yeah.
The other town, they hated each other. They fought all the time. Mm-hmm. They didn't help each other. Yes.
Yes.
Energy
does follow a certain pathway in the body, and energy can become stagnant based on your emotions. Caroline Mays talks about that and different energy fields. And like for breast cancer, I had to learn to forgive myself because that was the center that was being worked on. That was at the center of for me. I discovered I was so angry and enraged about what happened to me as a child. I was angry about the abuse, but I didn't tell anybody about the abuse as it was happening. I held it all inside. So as an adult, I had to let it all out, and it was just rage. And rage is what causes cancer. It can, emotionally, is what I'm talking about, the emotional.
Yeah, and the worst thing you can do is leave it inside.
Yeah,
that's
not a lot of positive energy, right?
Right. I tell you, I went to a seminar several years ago, and I learned a little bit about meridian lines, and you were talking about meridian before.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is they did this exercise where they had everybody, you know, find a partner and look at each other with like a mad face, like a mean face, and everyone's energy in the room went down. And you could feel it, and then we talked about the meridian lines and how that felt. And then they had everyone do the same thing with a happy face. And you could just feel the whole difference in the room. So, you know, I totally agree with what Jerry said about the two towns, because that energy is unbelievable, what we give off and what we put out in the universe. So I totally agree with that. Thank you so much, Jerry, for calling in.
We so
appreciate
you
and love you so much.
I love you, ladies. God bless you both.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank you. So, Mo, so you had the lumpectomy, and how long ago was that? 2012, you said?
No. 2012, yes.
Yeah, 2012. So it's been a while, and you're good now?
Yes, I am. I have been cancer-free since. I haven't had anything, but I do keep up a daily practice of Reiki. I meditate, probably not as much as I should, but I do meditate. I've been meditating about gratitude, and I've been working with my family with forgiveness and things like that. So I'm trying to do things to keep my energy very positive and my body flowing.
Well, you have a wonderful energy. I've heard that on your shows before, you know. Your energy is just... I'm amazing, and you'd never know that there's anything going on. I know Tiana talks a lot about the silent diseases. Like, you'd never know if somebody's diabetic. I mean, there's diabetics that are, you know, 90 pounds. You know, you don't know if someone went through cancer. I can't believe the people that I've spoken to, that I visit, I frequent their shops, I go to their places, and just wound up coming up in conversation, and they would turn around and say, me too. And I mean, I just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Yep. So I know you were going to talk a little bit more about the metaphysics. I mean, I'm really, really a fan of the positive energy and putting the energy out there in the universe. I mean, let's face it, we can't all be positive all the time. And I love those people that I can vent to. Yet I think overall, you know, I have a real positive energy. You know, we didn't have, like Jerry said, she had this run in her family. We didn't have anything like this in my family. Nobody in my family. Well, my father was diabetic just before he passed. And my mom died from an aggressive brain tumor. So she had brain cancer, but she was gone in 4 weeks. And there was no signs, no nothing. And it was crazy. So when they're talking about a history of cancer, nobody, even to my cousins, to nobody that I know, has had any kind of cancer. So this was all a big, overwhelming shock to me, you know?
Right. Well, Liz Barbeau, in her book, she talks about emotion blocks. It says here on page 127, if you suffer from cancer, here are some of the possible attitudes that could be the cause of the illness. Again, she's saying possibilities, but she's saying that since childhood, you may have repressed desires and needs to devote yourself more to happiness of others. So people pleasing, trying to do more for other people than you are doing for yourself. Mm-hmm. Often it's at your own expense. If you feel guilty and sometimes dare to put yourself first instead of somebody else, I was doing all these things. She also mentions childhood suffering silently from rejection and abandonment. I mentioned that a few minutes ago. And you're reluctant to feel what you're going through and you preferred to deny your feelings. So that was me. I acted like it really wasn't a big deal, and I had I was just a big ball of anger. I used to just get angry. I had no idea how angry I was until I slowed down with the when I got the cancer, and I was like, I'm really pissed off at my father. I was like, I'm really
upset. That's the blame game. I blame you for this. I blame you for that. I blame you for this.
You know, but it wasn't. He was triggering something from my past.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't even him. I was angry with myself for not speaking up when I really get down to it.
I had to learn to slow down as well because, not that I'd so much be a people pleaser, but I did a lot of things for other people so I could relate to that. Yet it was just nonstop go, go, go. I mean, I get out of my house at 5, 6, 7, 8 in the morning. I don't come back till 5, 6, 7, 8 at night, and it's every single day, and it starts to wear on you. I'm like, I'm never in my house. Well, now I've been in my house for 3 months, but, I really had to learn to slow down, and thank God for my husband now. I mean, this is my third marriage, so I can relate to different things that happen in relationships, whether it be father, daughter, or husband, wife, or whatever. Thank God he's been picking up the slack. And I worry about his stress and his level because he doesn't give a crap what he eats or what he does or whatever.
Wow.
But I got him a dog he's not really into the energy stuff at all, even though I've got him into it like a little bit. But I got a dog, and every time he looks at the dog, whatever's going on goes away. So it's amazing what that bond can do as well. So we're going to get into another track, so hold on to all your thoughts. And we have a track coming up next by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer Brother O and his master mix of the Jackson 5.
Automatic, systematic, full of color, self-contained. Let's go.
Awesome, brother. What a great master mix. Loving it. Welcome back to the WBNN and Gozy Time Multimedia. This is Ava Holly and the Casual Chat with WBNN host Mo Garman. And we have another caller on the line. So caller number two, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ava. Hi, Mo. It's Genesis Marskamp. How are you ladies doing?
Hi, Genesis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just calling in to show my support to you ladies tonight. Loving the content. And I actually learned something from the Jersey Jewel about mammograms. Not quite there yet for the screening, but I had no idea that mammograms was one of the causes of breast cancer. So I will definitely have to do some research on that. But I did like that Jerry mentioned sonography, however, that you have to eat the cost out of pocket unless you have really good insurance, depending on your type of insurance. So that was interesting to hear. And I did like Mo mentioning how she overcame her battle with cancer and just, you know, the power of forgiveness and just taking care of your health on a holistic level is very important. So I do appreciate the wisdom nuggets tonight.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And I understand that you have a new baby. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I am going on 6 months post-baby. It has been eventful. There are nights where I'm super tired and the baby just wants to be up, trying to sleep train her right now. That's important so I could get some rest. So right now she's with her daddy, so he's trying to put her to bed, so I have a little free time to myself to kind of catch up on emails and other things that have been lagging. I'm gonna be honest, the house is not the tip top like clean like I would want it to be, because there's a lot of moving parts when you have a little baby, but that's understandable,
of course.
So and I'm still breastfeeding, so that's amazing. So I'm proud of myself for still doing that, too.
Awesome.
Oh, me too. And you know what? I can so relate. I remember those days well, and my daughter's 28. So I remember those days, and these precious first few months and years are going to fly by so fast, so enjoy them. And once again, thank you so much for calling in. You are also a WBNN host, and I understand you'll be coming back with us soon as you are preparing that as your baby's little, right?
Yes, correct. I will be back on the airwaves in February 13th to be exact, with my GEM segment.
Awesome, awesome. That's 2 days before my next show in February, so we're right in between Valentine's Day. We can share the love with each other. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Genesis, and lots of luck with the new baby.
My pleasure. Have a good night, ladies.
You too.
Take care. Take care. So, Mo, there's so many things running through my head. We were talking about all different kinds of things we can research and look into. I have a real good friend who does the, I forgot how you say it now, thermography, I think it is. It's the heat.
Yeah.
It's the heat wrap, I believe that. Yeah. So she was the one telling me about it after I had already gone through a lot of the process that I went through. But yeah, the insurance doesn't cover it. So that puts a lot of people out. So that's another thing people will have to look into. Yet I wanted to talk a little bit about the MRI process for, you know, finding your cancer and where it is and all that stuff. And that I don't know if you went through that, but the MRI for the breast cancer was a horrible experience for me. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I left crying.
I did not have to.
It was absolutely a horrible, horrible experience. And I found out my surgeon that I loved so much said to me, you know what, if you can't do that, you can do a mammogram with contrast, which I did, and it worked out, you know, I wouldn't say better, but the same as having the MRI, and it was much easier to get through. I know what Jerry's saying about the mammograms, yet that's the technology we have today. It's hard for people to jump on board and do things naturally. I try to do things as much naturally as I can. Yet once I found out that this was there, you know, I had to make my own hard, tough decisions. And that was the decision I chose. I didn't want the radiation. I didn't want the chemo. I didn't want the five-year pill. I didn't want any of that. So I said, you know what, just get rid of this. And that was the decision I made. And, you know, once, no matter which way you go, once your cancer bursts into your bloodstream, it's a different story. So, you know, a tumor might not be the same thing as a calcification in your duct or something that, you know, is liable to bust open. You know what I mean? So, So anyway, so let's go back to your a little bit about what you were speaking about before, the energy, the metaphysical, but give us a little more insight on some of that.
Well, I've also been reading, I read lots of books, but one of the other books I was reading was from Lazarus, and he talked about, Lazarus is a channel being, and he talks about health and disease, and he said, basically tells us that basically 100% of illness is caused by our emotions. Which makes sense because it goes to we have a physical body, right? And we also have layers to our aura, and those layers are like threefold. They're called the astral body, a mental body, and a causal body. And you can actually photograph that with Kirlian photography. Anybody that has a Kirlian photography camera, you can actually Google that Kirlian. I think it's K-E-R-L-I-A-N. You can actually photograph where you are as far as healing is concerned. You can actually catch a snapshot. And then you can see exactly what colors and are coming up, and they correspond with different body parts as well. Sorry, energy wheels, the chakras as well.
Chakras, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the person that talked about this a lot was Caroline Mace. She talks about how people don't heal and why people don't heal and how they can. I was reading that book when I was going through my breast cancer, and it was interesting because she talked about woundology, how we talk about it. We were talking how how you were just saying you blame somebody, and I had to discover I couldn't blame my father-in-law. I had to find the root of the problem, and the root of the problem was that I was angry as hell with my parents, and I had to forgive them, and then I had to forgive myself. There was a lot of stuff that went on inappropriately in my family, and it caused a lot of angst and it caused a lot of trauma, and that was the cause of it for me. And I'm sure that there are other people out there that have different things that went on in their family, be it beating each other up or yelling and screaming, hollering, calling each other names, whatever. Those things hurt, and those things actually can cause energy blockages because we hold on to that resentment. We hold on to that anger. We hold on to all that stuff. We hold on to that, and we don't let it go. And it's easy to say you let it go and say, and we really don't. We usually just dismiss it for a time, but we really didn't deal with it, you know?
Right,
we really
didn't
take that time to really make some changes and really talk about it. It's different than having someone say to you, just think positive about it. I wasn't thinking positive about it. Actually, I just threw it out of my mind for a while, and I ended up with cancer.
Well, so let me tell you, you were talking about – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I had to really come to grips with the fact that I was angry with that with my family about a lot of stuff, and I had to confront them in order to heal. And it wasn't – in confronting, it wasn't like nasty throwdowns. It was just more like, Mom, I needed more hugs. I needed you to do this for me when I was younger. I needed you to be there when this was going on, or why weren't you available when certain things happened that were traumatic? You know, and she was going through her own stuff, and I was going through my stuff, but that didn't change the fact that I needed her at that time in my life. You know, she was my mother,
right,
and I needed that at that time. So,
and some people just don't get that, you know.
I had a big wound, and I had to deal with that abandonment issue because I was sent to live with someone else because of what my mother was or was not doing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very traumatic for me. My childhood was, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You were talking about wounds. I mean, I want to talk about physical wounds for a minute, and I just want the people that are listening to know what I went through with this surgery. And still going through. I mean, it's a 6 month to a year recovery, and I'm only 12 weeks into it. Yesterday was 12 weeks, so just about 3 months, so I'm only halfway through it. But about 2.5 weeks ago, I picked up a stomach bug, and with the diabetes, I didn't eat or drink for 3 days, which not only affected my sugar, but affected my healing process. So I was in the restroom when I had this huge cough. Of course, nothing was coming up because I hadn't eaten or drank in 3 days, but I actually busted through my incision in my stomach and blood went spewing everywhere in my bathroom. And here I am sick. I had to clean it up, deal with it, didn't even know where it was coming from at the moment. And come to find out that is not uncommon. My plastic surgeon was on it immediately, and he said, you know, when you stretch the skin down in your stomach area, it becomes very thin. So even though right after surgery you have drains to take out some of that inflammation, water, whatever, and when they come out, sometimes you're still draining. And so it has opened up in several places across my stomach. It's still not totally gone. So, you know, and as far as my chest goes, my funny line is that grandma got run over by a reindeer tracks across my chest. So it's funny how my chest wasn't hurting me as much when my stomach was hurting me. And then that's easing up. And now my chest is like, it feels like a black and blue mark that's healing, and you touch it and you want to like go through the roof, you know? So I just want people to be aware that it affects everybody differently, yet stayed right on with my plastic surgeon, who I love, and he told me this is not uncommon and that I'm doing really well. Even though I am tired, I am so tired. I have made a new word of tired because sometimes I just fall out, and there are nights, like Ngozi knows, there are nights I just fall asleep right through the WBNN shows because I just can't, my body just won't function anymore. Yet I took a little nap before the show tonight. I actually did a show two and a half weeks, I think, out of surgery. I mean, Ngozi helped me through it, yet we got through it fine. But I feel like I'm getting stronger every day. You know, it's just, it's a long, hard recovery, one of the hardest things I ever had to do. So let's hold on to that while we get into another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Brother O, and his master mix of the Jackson 5.
boom 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 boom
WBNN. Thank you, Brother O. I mean, you can't help but be jamming to the Jackson 5. Thank you, Brother O, for that tonight. So we have another caller on the line. I'm so excited. So caller 3, who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Kathy Baker, and I am calling from San Francisco tonight from a hotel room.
Oh, my God. Kathy, I love you. Thank you for calling in. And it's just so funny because nobody says where they're calling from, and I'm so happy you did.
Well, you asked, Ava, so of course I do.
I know, and I always ask, but nobody ever says.
Well, I'm actually in San Francisco for a medical conference, and where I have a nonprofit foundation, and we're exhibiting at the conference starting tomorrow. So that's why I'm here.
Before you chat,
come on and say this. I gotta say this, Ava. First of all, wonderful, you called in. My son is at that area, San Francisco, California. My son goes to University of California at Berkeley. So, you know, he lives in the area. So shout out to San Francisco.
Hey, Kathy, you are from Texas, though, correct?
That's correct, and you can probably tell that from my accent.
Well, I don't know about that, but before you tell us your thoughts on all this, and, you know, I definitely want you to talk about your My Faulty Gene Foundation, or, you know, whatever, you'll work it in however you need to. But I want to tell you that I met Kathy through another very good friend of mine, Samina Mughal, who is an international fashion designer. And we met through a friend, and Kathy and I met through Samina. And I just resonated with Kathy right away. And I think if we lived closer, we'd be hanging out a little more often. Yet I always love to see her when I can. Yet Kathy is an amazing woman, cancer survivor. She'll tell you a little bit about that. However, Samina was diagnosed with the same thing I was in the same week. And it was crazy because we've been back to each other's homes. We've been, you know, talking, and she couldn't call in tonight or listen in tonight, yet she is going to be a guest on another show to talk fashion more than cancer. But I wanted to share that with everybody because she is going through it as well as I am, and we both had slightly different procedures, yet slightly same procedures, and have much to share and talk about. So, Kathy, I know you are a little more traditional. Tell us a little bit about what you went through and tell us about your genetic testing company and your foundation.
Okay, be happy to. And first, I have to say that I'm not a WBNN host, and So I had no radio experience, but I do love to talk. I think they named a doll after me many years ago called Chatty Cathy. So some of the older listeners might remember that doll. But I always love an opportunity to tell my story, and which really goes back a long line of cancer in my family. We had a long line from my mother's line of cancer. And then my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 32, and she, you know, had a difficult time, but she made it through. And that's a young age for a cancer diagnosis, for a breast cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And then I was age 42 when my cancer was found through a mammogram. Mm. And I went through a lumpectomy, chemo, and radiation, just traditional treatment. And at the same time, my mom was going through cancer. Her dad had died of prostate cancer. He had been diagnosed at age 59. His mother died of pancreatic cancer. So with all of that cancer, my doctor encouraged us to have genetic testing. And doctors don't ask that of everyone with cancer. It's not everyone that has that kind of a family history, but he was concerned about our history, and it looked very suspicious. And to be honest, after I had had my treatment, my surgery, my treatments, and it was, I wanted cancer in my rearview mirror. I did not want to think about it, and I didn't do the testing. Every year I would go for my checkup, and my oncologist would ask if I had reconsidered doing the testing, and I would say, I'll think about it. But I never did. I didn't think about it. I didn't want to think about it. My mom was just about to die from cancer, and my oncologist had somebody share with him the results of a study, and it was called the Metcalf study. And it was a study of 491 women who had early stage breast cancer, which would be 0, 1, or 2, and I was a 2B stage. And the study looked at all of these women had been identified as having a BRCA1 mutation, BRCA1, or a BRCA2 mutation, one of those two mutations. And what a mutation, the word mutation just means change. It's a some people call them variants or changes or mutations. But we all have changes and mutations to our genes all the time. They're just not usually something that causes disease. And anyway, so when my doctor had this study shared with him, he looked at my family and he talked to me about it. And he said, you know, your family looks like a family that could have that particular mutation. And I really would suggest highly that you test, because what the study showed was that of those women, 1 in 7 with a BRCA2 mutation would go on to get ovarian cancer, and 1 in 3 of the women with a BRCA1 mutation would go on to get ovarian cancer. So it's a pretty high risk. Mm-hmm. And with my mom having cancer, and again, we were about to lose her, I agreed. So it was 9 years after my breast cancer diagnosis, and I've been cancer-free for 8 years. And I went ahead and had the testing, and lo and behold, I had a BRCA1 mutation. So once I knew that, I realized I was in that 1 in 3 chance of going on to get ovarian cancer. And so at that point, I couldn't get rid of all that stuff fast enough. I mean, I still had a risk of having cancer again because I'd only had a lumpectomy. I still had all of my breast tissue.
Right.
And I had my ovaries. And so my mom passed away about 2 months later, and the next month I went in for 10 hours of surgery. We did, I had three surgeons they found to work together. The first, they did a double mastectomy. Next, the plastic surgeon came in and did breast reconstruction. Then it was followed by the gynecological oncologist who did a full hysterectomy and removed my ovaries and fallopian tubes. And then followed up, since we were having so much fun, I said, you know, if I'm going to do all this, let's do something good. And So I had a tummy tuck. I said, you know, let's go ahead. You're in there. Just take care of it. So the plastic surgeon came in after my hysterectomy and took care of that as well. So 10 hours of surgery. It was big surgery. Came home with 8 drainage tubes. It was a lot of fun. But I also learned that I had ovarian cancer. So they found it as a result of me testing and going in for my preventive surgery. They discovered it, and I had to go through chemo again, but they caught it early enough that I was cancer-free. And they call ovarian cancer a silent killer and also the cancer that whispers, because there's no test to test for ovarian cancer. You can have, there's just no test. The symptoms are going to be bloating. Well, how many women are going to go to the doctor with bloating, you know, or constipation or things? It's just not the norm. Most women don't know their bodies well enough to know to be alarmed. And I would have been wheeled in stage 4 on the way out the door had it not been for my preventive surgery after my genetic testing. So that's my cancer story.
And
you have any questions on that before I go on?
No, go on and tell us a little bit about because I did the genetic testing through your company, and I did not have the mutation, thank goodness. But I was very happy that you were there for me to do that, as well as a few other people, through you. But go ahead and tell us about the genetic testing.
Okay. So I have long been a patient advocate for people with cancer for over 20 years. I've volunteered through a number of organizations. I've been the president of the cancer board in our community, which is made up of 4 different oncology groups, cancer centers. I mean, I've been involved in the cancer fight and cancer world for a long time. And I wasn't doing anything regarding genetic testing. And it's a passion for me since it was life-saving for me. When the pandemic hit in 2020, I've been in oil and gas. I'm actually a lawyer by trade, but when there was no call for a lot of oil and gas work at the beginning of the pandemic. It just shut down. So I had time on my hands, and I decided this is the time to start my foundation. And I did. I formed a 501c3 nonprofit organization called My Faulty Gene. And what we do is we provide free testing for people who are underserved, uninsured, underinsured. They have to be someone with a personal and or a family history of cancer. And it would have to be one of the cancers that's known to sometimes be related to a genetic predisposition, because not all cancers are. So we do that. We provide the testing. I mean, we're small. We're only 3 years old. But this last year, we provided about 200 tests, I would guess. We would have been able to provide more if we'd had more money, but that's just what we got done. We're hoping to expand on that this year. And it's been life-saving for a lot of people. And it's also been great for some people to learn that they did not have a mutation, like you, Ava. I mean, you don't have to worry about that any longer. So, and I've heard they say that 8 to 10% of cancers are genetic in origin. And you know, in every cell of our body, you've got like basically 2 pairs of genes, and you inherit them from your parents. They're in every cell of your body. So in every cell of my body, that BRCA1 mutation with the change that was a pathogenic change was present when I was born. So while I appreciated everything that was just said, I mean, my emotions did not affect whether or not I had that predisposition to cancer, whether those genes were there. However, that being said, I'm not saying that my lifestyle and things I did afterwards did not affect and make it go into a full-fledged cancer. I just did have that predisposition in my genes. So anyway, so My Faulty Gene, we try to help people. We have a website. People can go if they're interested in learning more. It's My Faulty Gene, myfaultygene.org, and we have information on there about genetic testing. And
well,
then
thank
we,
you so. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. We're actually, I hope you don't mind me doing this. We're having a, I'm going to make a plug. We're having a national fundraiser on Monday. If anyone likes Panda Express, if you order it online on their app, you have to order it online, not at the store, and put in the fundraiser code 912211. 912211. We get 28% of the sales, which is amazing.
Wow.
And that's all over the entire United States. So anybody
that,
likes Panda
awesome.
Express, that's Monday the 23rd. Yeah. Thanks for letting me get that plug in.
I was going to ask you how people could reach you and if you had anything going on. So
yeah.
I'm glad you got that in there before I asked you. And I thank you. No, that's perfect. It was perfect. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your crazy busy schedule. I know you do a lot and you do a lot of things to help other people and get the message out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing you in February at Samina's event.
Yes.
Are you going to walk the runway this year?
I am. And we were actually going to talk to you and tell you, you need to walk with us. So I'm,
oh,
I'm saying that right
we
now.
We will talk about that. That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kathy Baker, myfaultygene.org. Thank you for calling in and giving us your insights and your experiences in our cancer community that, you know, unfortunately we are part of, yet we are there to pull each other through and lift each other up. So thanks again, Kathy. We're going to get into another track right now by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer Brother O and his master mix of the Jackson 5.
You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back. Where there is love, I'll be there. I'll reach out my
Welcome back to the WBNN. This is Ava Holly in the casual chat. We just heard from Kathy Baker, and thank you, Kathy, for sharing your insights with us. We are also here with WBNN host Mo Garman. And Mo, are you enjoying the show tonight?
Absolutely. It's just wonderful to hear different people's perspectives. You know, we all have to learn from different points of view, you know?
Yep. And I've just been informed that we have another caller on the line, so let's get to caller four. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, peace. Hey, you listen to the tone of voice of Huni Barkatun, also known as the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight? Or how both of y'all doing tonight, rather?
Huni,
I thought you were Brother O in making doing an impression. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for calling in, honey.
Oh, no doubt. I had to call in. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for such a great interview that you gave me. Definitely one for the Hall of Records in my personal book of life. And now you're definitely on with one of the greatest of our time and turn with Mo Garman. And I tell you, you don't know. You know, me as an on listener, you don't know the challenges that all of us face, you know, when we incarnate here doing Mission Planet Earth. I tell you, you know, I just want to say thank you for being the strong women that you are. Honest to the young lady who just called from the hotel. And, you know, hey, look, I got some great news. I know other people probably want to call in. I just want to take time to do my part to share the good news. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, are you sitting down?
Well, you know I'm sitting down after my surgery.
All right. I just had to ask that. Look, I bought from the Hall of Famer Jerry Pitino, a lifetime achiever. Look, congratulations, Ava Holly, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your sixth all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Now, I'm also a host at this great company of WBNN, and I'm going to show you how the spiritual world, I actually had intentions on speaking on something else my next show, but at times they'll step in and take whatever thought or whatever I wanted to present, and they wanted me to address another issue. Okay? So, get for February 9th, as I'll be speaking about some recent events and a shot in the head about this young man that got a shot. And not to turn this show into a downer, but it's time for us to address this issue, and I noticed a lot of our people, especially melanated people, the original people, have became so relaxed and have allowed any and everything. So, you know, I got to go right back to where I started from over 37 years ago. And this not only to be addressed, but it definitely has to be handled, okay? So that'd be February 9th, 9:30 Eastern.
Well, this is a great platform to get messages out that need to be heard, you know, as well as just a place for fun and entertainment. So, Huni, thank you so much for the honor. That's just amazing. I'm so excited and so happy about that. And tell us how many connection records you have had, sir.
Oh, wow. I got a total of 84. And so going for
84.
Yeah,
connection records.
Yeah,
well, I'm coming up behind you, honey, with six.
I know.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, Huni.
You're welcome.
We love you. And I'm looking forward to your show on the 9th. And thank you for announcing that honor. Thank you, Brother O, and everybody involved in that. As we move on, we have another caller waiting in queue. So, caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm Angela. I'm calling from Union City tonight. Just wanted to say hello. I'm enjoying your show.
Hello to you. Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you for your dedication and your commitment. I tell you, you are a true example of resilience. And I thank you for being that example for a lot of people, because there's so many people that sit down on the gift, you know. And I was just, you know, I was just having a conversation with somebody. I have some individuals that write books with me, and they are visually impaired, but they often share their gift. And there's so many of us that have these gifts, and we sit down on them and don't take advantage of opportunities. But the fact that you just press, you know, you could have stayed at home and not even showed up for the show. You know what I'm saying? But you press.
Yes.
So just thank you for being an example.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And you are a WBNN host as well, right? Do I have the right, Angela?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. When is your next show, honey?
My show come on the day before Hooney, so I'll be on the 8th, February the 8th.
On February 8th. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you, and thank you for your kind words.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. And before we move on, we have a... So, caller 6, who are you? Where are you calling from? Are you there, caller?
Yeah, the caller's trying to get in there right now. And, of course, I want to tell everybody out there right now, the wonderful things that's been said tonight, Ava, and I got to go there. You know, my mom passed away from pancreatic cancer. So I'm very, very, very sensitive to this situation. And
you know,
my mom was older. She was diagnosed at 72 and passed away at 73. And it's kind of strange, right, Mo and Ava? You know, she was diagnosed on February 4th, 2002, and she lived with cancer for one linear year, you know what I mean, and died on February 4th, 2003. And it's amazing because, you know, we started our network on February 4th, 2013. And we're not on that night because it's Saturday, and I take my rest. But imagine, you know that Saturday is amazing to me because I won't be able to be under the umbrella of, you know, just being work, you know, just doing work. And, you know, of course, February 5th until the end of that week, we'll be celebrating Beverly Nation Anniversary Week. And amazingly, we'll be on this air for a decade. How about that, Ava Holly? A decade of excellence, a commitment to it. So, of course, I'll bring on the next caller. And caller, you're live right now, and tell everybody who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, family. This is Terra Strength calling in. This is the outstanding show, Ava. You and Mo are doing you guys are doing a great job. I just want to make a couple of comments, pretty much echoing what Hooney said. It takes a lot of courage for you guys to come on here and share these trials and tribulations physically, emotionally with the world. That takes a lot of courage, and I want to applaud you too just for doing that, because this stuff is pretty intense. You know, there are a lot of people going through it, and you guys are giving us a look inside of it and, you know, how you both are dealing with it. So I just want to applaud your courage and, you know, the strength and resilience that you guys are showing dealing with this stuff. I mean, you're in it right now, you know, Ava, and you're on here doing, I mean, oh my goodness, I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
I got to share out there that there are times that I just lose it sometimes. I just sit here, you know, my husband's had to pick up so much of the slack that he's hardly ever here. And there are times I just sit here alone and I'm just like, you know, I have to binge watch my TV shows so I can just keep my mind in another place, you know, or I look at the dog that I got for him and she just takes it all away, you know. But thank you so much for those kind words. You know, everybody's got to deal with it and take it one bite at a time. Even if it breaks you down a little, you know, you got to step forward and pick yourself back up, you know.
Absolutely. And you know, maybe we need to get him on here and hear his perspective. And for Mo, you know, I'm just really impressed with the metaphysical way in which she's been dealing with her challenges. And, you know, I guess you were saying of how she created it and everything and dealing with it. It's a very, very evolved perspective that she's talking about. And I'm glad she's talking about that because for many of us, because we don't look at it that way or we haven't been taught that way, you move differently. You know, when you understand how it works, you move different and come to these things, you know. So kudos to you guys for, you know, putting that out there to the world, these perspectives. But for the most part, it's the courage that has me floored. So kudos to you guys. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Terrace. We appreciate
Thank you,
and I know you are doing some awesome, awesome things. I'm so proud of you and so excited about the things you have going on. When is your next show?
You know, it looks like because last night we had a glitch, an error, so the show didn't happen last
night. Right, that's right, that's right.
Although I was monologuing on Facebook Live, but it looks like my next show is on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So.
Oh, you're right in between. You're right in between us. I'm on the 15th, and one of the other callers is on the 13th. So you're right in between. Sandwiched in there, babe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. All right. We have a track coming up next by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer Brother O and his master mix of the Chicken Pie. DJ Oletsky, Brother O, and Gozy. And we are back on the WBNN with Ava Holly in the casual chat. We have another caller in queue, caller 7. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Eva. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you? And hello, Mom.
How are you, Miss Tiana Speaks, my
hello,
11
Tiana.
Friend?
Yes. Yes, it is. Listen, I have a lot to say. I'm going to try to, you know, do a summary, you know, of it. I'm going to try to do a summary of it. So, one, I want to say that I appreciate you as a friend, you know, and I'm so proud of you and how courageous you are. And you did such a wonderful job today, and I could feel the raw emotion behind you. I'm so proud of you for expressing yourself. I'm so proud to just an honor to have you as a person in my life who always has my back. You know, when I need you, you're right there. No matter even how you're feeling right now, you still try to make sure if I need something, you are there. And what can I say how blessed I am to have you, you know? And I thank you, Mo, for sharing your story as well. I thank Jerry for this, everybody that called in. And, you know, I mean, I haven't shared this with everybody, but last year I went to the doctors and they told me I could have cancer. And honestly, and I know people will be really disappointed in this, but it's my personal decision and only my decision to make. I never went back because I don't want to hear that. I figured I would take care of myself and my own body, you know. So I like when I found that out, like that was so hard, you know, to hear. And, you know, when I told one of my friends, like she cried with me and we cried on the phone, you know, because that's not something, you know, I lost my grandmother to cancer. Actually, you know, cancer does like, you know, run in my family, you know. And then when I say that, you know, I feel like I stressed before, like I'm not saying there's things that can't be hereditary, but I believe it's a familial diet that plays, and I believe stress does play a part. I do believe you don't heal your raw emotions and things that have happened to you. It does manifest into the physical things in your life. And you do, you know, and I have one family member who's just not been, you know, in the best of health most of their life. And I know it's because they don't forgive, but they don't also realize some of the situations that they went through in their life was a result of their own actions. So when you remain bitter and you don't check yourself as a person and what you've done, or you don't forgive those that have hurt you and you keep holding it and holding it and holding it, you get sick inside. And it does, I believe everything, you know, as far as the emotions and things happening to people, you know what I mean? Like, I know I've been through a lot. I've had been a lot of traumatic experiences in my life to the point I remember speaking to someone and they were like, oh my gosh, you think like your life is like a lifetime story. It really is. If people knew what I have been through, like, it's crazy, but I try to just forgive. I try to understand, and I don't, you know, I don't hold on to these things because I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be affected and affect other people negatively. And I'm in their life and I'm putting negative emotions and negative energy in their life. And then all of a sudden, you know, like things manifest for them, you know? So I'm so proud of you to share your story, you know? And I remember when I first met you, you did all the things with brain cancer in your family, you know, and things like that for your mother and father. You know, I wanted you to mention about that, but you did a lot of, you know, a lot of events and things like that, you know, and I'm glad to be a part of that, you know. And I want to say this, the music is absolutely great tonight. I'm proud of Brother O, and, you know, the 10 years, like, it's absolutely amazing, and I'm glad the family is back on track. You know, I'm so proud to be a great network, you know. So
yeah, you are a brand new host, so when is your next show, Miss Tiana?
Okay, mine is January 26th at 9:30 p.m., you know.
Day before my birthday. Day before my birthday. We have to do something.
Oh, trust me, I know. I know. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this in front of 19 million people. You are an absolutely amazing individual. And, I don't want to tear up. If anything happened to you, there will be a piece of me that will be missing because you are just, like, my life the way it is now is a lot because of you and the things that you've done for me and the people you've introduced me to, you know. And you're so loving. And I, like I say, my friend who brings me two pieces of lettuce back to the table, not because she was... Because, listen, if you guys don't know the story, you know, Ava being in pain, she still tried to get up and make sure I got food at an event that I was at.
Well, there wasn't any lettuce left.
Yes, but guess what? It depends on how you look at this, right? You could look at it like, oh, she only brought me back 2 pieces of lettuce. No, I know my Ava, and I know she loves me. She brought me back 2 pieces of lettuce because she wanted to bring me back something because she cares and she loves me. That's how I looked at it, because that's just how she is. So whoever's out there listening, know you're listening to an amazing individual. Like, Ava will bend over backwards for you, and you just know that she loves you as a friend, you know? And even, like, if she can't do something, she'll just find somebody else who could. So I'm proud of you tonight. Congratulations on your connection record. Mo, thank you for sharing your story and your trauma and being open and honest in both of you. And I think Brother O for talking about his mother, you know what I mean? I know it's something very dear to his heart, you know. And before he even said anything, I was thinking, I know he's proud of you and your show and your raw emotion that you're expressing. And I'm thankful to be in your life. So January 26th, The Power of Thoughts. And I'm actually going to be talking about invisible illness and relationships. That's what my topic is going to be. It's funny that this is the show, but it's invisible illness and relationships, you know, because I want to, like, that show is so important to me. And I have a wonderful guest, you know, by the name of Diamond Thomas. And he has a show on iHeartRadio. He is going to also be on my show. So it's amazing. So, you know, I'm looking forward
to
it.
I know we're going a little long tonight, and we have one more caller. So thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you for being a great friend, and I will talk with you soon. Thanks again. All right. We've got our last caller waiting in queue, and I know we're going a little long tonight, so let's get to our last caller. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you might forget to pay for the crab legs and shop right there on the self-checkout, you know. They give it to you, and you might forget to pay for it on your way out. How's everything tonight, ladies?
Clever One, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
Listen, I'm going to make it brief as possible, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to, you know what I mean, all salutes to the next top mom's out here, you know what I mean, for being very brave on the land of the sand, you know what I mean? You know, we at war at all costs. It's like Star Wars out here on us, you know what I'm saying? So we dodging all kinds of things, lightsabers and lasers and everything, you hear me? People using force, bad kind. So look, what I'm saying, I'm going to just say this real quick, you know what I mean? You know, I have, you know, just want to speak on, you know what I mean? I have a aunt who she had passed away from some ailments, you know what I mean? In which we speak about tonight. And it was the thing where she didn't say anything to anyone about it. She hid it, even from her own husband. You know what I'm saying? And so I tell people, you know what I'm saying, had she not did that, you know, maybe possibly we could have coached and did some other things. But you know what I mean? I just want to say to the younger ladies, you know what I mean? Just pay attention to these things. Don't be stressing out. You know what I mean? You know, whatever befalls you was not meant for you to miss. And whatever you miss is not meant to befall upon you. You know what I'm saying? Don't add on these things to, you know, like I said, it's like Star Wars out here on us, men and women. You know what I'm saying? We dropping from all kinds of things. So, you know what I mean? I just want to, you know, share that. You know what I mean? Like I said, thank you for keeping it a bean. Buck Thousand or Benjamin, you know, that's what we're going to call it. We're keeping it a Benjamin. That's what you did tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We're all the grandmoms and the mom-moms. They like Jalen Hurts up the middle when it's Black Friday. Check your satellites.
Thank you, Clev One. Thank you so much for calling in. Listen, Mo, we are running a little over tonight, so quickly give me some final thoughts. How can people get in touch with you, and when is your next show again?
Oh, my next show is, the 27th. And I guess my final thought is that we hold on to emotions sometimes like a badge of honor. And so we talk about our wounds, like that we go through, and we often want sympathy. And instead, we need to turn that sympathy to the issues so that we can heal.
Well, thank you so much for being a wonderful guest on the show tonight. I really appreciate you. Again, I'm Ava Holly. If you're out there and you're scared or you're not sure where to turn, you got a lot of choices and a lot of things that you heard tonight. Do some research. You can reach out to any one of us. Find me on Facebook, Ava Holly, public figure, 4A*, the number 4. And thank you, Ngozi. Let's go to Ngozi time.
I don't know how many stars there are up in the heavenly sky. I only know my heaven is here on earth each time you look into my eyes. The way you do, baby. Thank you, baby.
I'm so thankful tonight what we do on a constant basis, and it's amazing to us, you know, to have a show like this talking about cancer, talking about, you know what I mean, you know, how to prevent things. It's wonderful. And I'm so thankful to Ava Holly tonight and what she's done for us on a constant basis. And what more can we say about 10 years of strength? You know, a lot of people have heard our shows and been able to be able to heal for whatever's going on in their lives. And that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? You know, we're here to be stewards upon men and women and children. You know, I go back to, you know, the shows of Honey Bakatoon when, you know, a young lady has her children listen to him on a constant basis. That's a lovely thing. And we must be able to understand that before it's too late. And that's our job, to be able to love and understand. And a lot of people don't understand that type of, that gift that broadcasting gives. And that's what we do. Commissioner, come on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Wow, I really enjoyed that Jackson 5 mix tonight. You were really on it. I loved all of those songs, especially the Dancing Machine one. Oh, my God, I had to get up out of my seat and actually start dancing in the house. That was awesome. And I thank you, Ava, for the show tonight. What a wonderful show with Mo Garman joining you tonight. And the callers that called in. Cancer is such a sensitive subject, topic, and it's something that so many people are suffering with around the world. And for you to share your story, Ava, that was just so beautiful tonight, and I'm sure it touched a lot of people. And with the lady that called in, and Mo, your story, and, you know, and everyone that has dealt with cancer and have survived has the story, and it's good to tell your story. And some people have overcome cancer through different modalities. You know, some people have surgery, such as Ava, and Ava survived her surgery. Some people just do chemo and radiation, and some of them survive. Then you have people that are doing other means, the natural approach, that survive. And it's hard on the people that are dealing with that disease, and it's hard on their families as well. And so thank you so much for sharing tonight, because a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it needs to be discussed because it's out there. And what is the cause of it? You know, what is the cure? Because there's so many foundations, and there's no cure still. And it's been decades upon decades that they've been doing research, and still no cure. So that really bothers me as a naturopathic doctor that, you know, they say there's no cure for it. But there is. There is a cure, people. There is a cure naturally. For those of you that may be suffering with cancer right now and want to take a natural approach, because so many people, the doctors have written off and sent them home to die, sent them home to hospice, and told them that there's nothing else they can do. But there is something that you can do. And if you're interested, please, by all means, give me a call at 267-551-7517. Any time of the day or night, 267-551-7517, and we can talk about it. And I can tell you I can help you. I'm Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, and I don't like to see people suffer, and no one should have to go through it, and no one should have to go through that alone. So for those of you out there that are going through it alone, my heart goes out to you. Reach out and talk to someone. Talk to someone, definitely. And again, Ava, thank you so much for sharing your story tonight with the world, with the world. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, stay tuned for tomorrow night as we present Strictly Business with E. Davis. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And congratulations, Ava, on your 6th connection record, all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. Congratulations, and I'm so happy for you and so proud of you and what you're doing, Ava. And just continue to heal and get better. I love you. Now back to Ava Holly.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you for joining us on Ngozi Time Multimedia, the WBNN network. I appreciate all of you, and thank you for your time tonight. Brother O, are we still on? All right. I don't know if we are still on tonight. I will just wish everyone a safe, healthy, happy new year. We will see you right after Valentine's Day. And thank you to all my callers. Thank you for this wonderful platform. And again, we're going to sign off, and we will look for Brother O to do that for us. Thank you, Dr. Chinchilla J. We'll see you soon.